Yeah.
Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a quick moment to help us out?
I'm waiting for a really important call, but until that call comes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. For that, okay? I'll try to make it fast, okay? All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay.
I will be voting, actually.
Yes. Okay. Moving on. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden, what did you ask?
In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
You did not answer that. Why do I need to answer that?
It's confidential. It's
I voted for Biden.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
I hate these surveys.
It's more entertaining than if you're just waiting for the call, right? Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. And may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, good. What is your age?
61.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a liberal, progressive, or moderate person?
Liberal, progressive, or moderate?
Yes.
So maybe progressive.
Progressive. Okay. Moving on. Thinking about the direction, the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, not satisfied.
Satisfied, right?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, so dissatisfied.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important to you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one would be banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10.
0.
0. Okay, next one.
I don't think that's an important issue.
Okay, yeah. So that would be a 0, yes. Next one, protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Okay. Next one, improving K-12 education.
10.
Okay. Next one, making college more affordable.
10.
Okay. And the last one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
All right. Moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? So you got 4 options. You got strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Moving on, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay, so the first organization would be the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA. This would be from 0 to 100.
Yes, 75.
75, okay. Next one, Joe Biden.
Eighty,
okay. Democrats in Congress.
90.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if the most... if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? The first one would be removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, okay? Next one, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay. Next one, banning different tobacco products for adults.
I don't know what kind of tobacco products that, what does that include?
It just says banning different tobacco products from adults.
I think that's aggressive for cannabis and THC. So I'm going to say 0 on that.
Okay.
I don't think that's important.
Okay, sounds good. The next one, preventing underage tobacco use. Okay, thank you for that. Moving on, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? And considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? So you have the options of strongly support, somewhat support, and somewhat oppose.
A ban of restricting tobacco for 21 and over?
Yes. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes? So this is just talking about menthol cigarettes, flavor cigarettes or cigars to adults 21 and over. Yes, for adults 21 and over.
Zero,
okay. All right. Next.
I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes, unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Say it again. Do I support what?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government to the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Maybe a 5.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over brings more benefit or more harm to our community? You always have the option to say you don't know or you refuse to answer.
Yeah, I don't know. About that.
It's okay. That's an option. Next one, moving on. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for these for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Okay. Moving on, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus on its efforts on? So we have two options here. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. That's the first one. The second is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm tobacco products through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, which switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the third option, which is the second one? Okay.
What's the third option?
The third one was that you don't know or you don't. Yeah.
Second option.
Okay. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay, so there are three, okay, and then you have the options of very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. So the first one says, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
That's a concern.
Okay. Next one. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Very concerned.
Okay, and the third one, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 10 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So the first one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
To continue the work.
Okay.
So, a 10.
So the next one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
I agree with that.
Do you agree with that? So another a 10,
yeah.
A 9 or a 10. Okay. There you
yeah.
go. Next one. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking, helping them to move past the nicotine addiction through C-section support and harm reduction.
Great.
Strongly agree or?
No, that's kind of middle.
Middle, okay.
I don't know that, I don't know that it's higher in poor people than it is
okay.
Other people.
Okay. All right, and the last issue on this one is vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of irregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Agree.
Okay, all right. There you go. All right. So moving on, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults of 21 and over?
No, not really.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
That I might support.
Okay, you might support. Somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No, it would not. That wouldn't have the. That's not the majority of an impact that I want. That just because they support that means I'm going to vote for them. There's got to be other stuff. So no.
Okay. Sounds good. Moving on, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? So this is a yes or a no. I'm going to name the product and you just say yes or no if you have used it in the past 30 days. The first one is heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
Beer? Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine products?
No.
Wine?
I haven't had any wine.
Have you used it? Have you drank wine in the last 30 days?
Had a glass of wine in the past, but it's not.
But not in the last 30 days, okay? All right.
No.
Coffee?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
And cigars?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you for that. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Okay.
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Low income, working class, middle class, upper class, or wealthy?
I would say Is it based on how much you're making?
No, is it how you feel about, how do you feel, you know, in what class do you think you know, do you feel more,
I would say middle class.
Middle class?
A little bit upper, but mostly middle class, I guess.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for that. Are you, or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes, both of us are.
Yes, okay. Hold on, give me a second here. Well, applies is positive. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? First, is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban,
okay. And moving on, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation, okay? I really appreciate it, all right? Have a nice day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, see? And Jay didn't want to come in today.